Hey everyone, want to apologize for taking so long to get this episode out, but things have been hectic recently. Some of our voice actors have been busy, so recordings took longer than usual. Anyway, this is the last episode before the season finale, which is going to be an extra long episode. We're going to try to get that out in a reasonable amount of time, but bear with us. And in the meantime, don't forget to check out our other audio dramas, Atlas Avenue Beat, End of All Hope, Cop Doctor, Story, and Chair of Swords. You can find them all at 7lamb.com. That's the number 7lamb.com. Thanks, and enjoy the show. 7lamb presents Paralyzed. Chapter 10, Pain for Peace, Part 3. I looked down for a moment, expecting to feel pain, but nothing. Instead, it was Steve who cried out. I looked over to see Roland on the ground, her gun up, a bit of smoke rising from the muzzle. Steve stumbled back, holding his bleeding hand. She had shot him, but I could swear he fired as well. I spun around to see the bullet hole in the wall behind me. They must have fired simultaneously.
Son of a bitch!
Roland fired again, hitting Steve in the arm. She fired again, hitting the wall by Steve's head. Steve jumped to the floor and grabbed the rifle. He fired. He had hit Roland in her side. She fired back, but Steve had spun out of the room. I ran over to Roland.
Roland!
She aimed the gun down the hall. Steve ran past me into the den.
Get off me!
Sorry.
Off!
Roland, I think he left. Charlie got up and ran into the dining room.
Is she okay?
She's been shot.
I'm okay.
You're not.
Don't touch it.
I'm not going to.
Is it in me?
I lifted her slightly to see the bullet hole in the floor. She had been hit in her side. It went straight through.
Good.
He's gone. He went through the window.
You asshole!
Julia shoved Charlie against the wall.
Hey, I saved you!
What about Roland?
I can only jump on one fucking person at a time.
Asshole.
You weren't supposed to shoot her.
Just David.
Enough. Charlie, you fucking asshole, go block that window before the creatures get in here. He hesitated a moment, then ran into the den. Julia, help me.
David, hand me those.
I don't think you should take them anymore. She gave me an awkward look as she reached for the pill bottle on the ground, just out of reach.
This is painful, David.
Roland, you were talking to someone outside. That reminded me. I jumped up and ran to the window and peered out, but Truss was nowhere to be seen. Hopefully, he was going after Steve.
David!
I turned around to see Julia holding a dish towel to Roland's side. Blood was pouring out.
We need to wrap her up.
First aid kit?
I'll get it. Hold this to her side.
I knelt down next to Roland.
David, please, let me take a couple. It'll help the pain.
I looked over to her pills, which she still reached for. I don't think that's a good idea.
Fuck good ideas.
I hesitated a moment. I didn't know what the pills were, but I knew they weren't good. Still, I grabbed them and handed them to Roland. She popped two and swallowed.
Here.
Julia brought another towel and two washcloths along with the first aid kit. She pulled out gauze. The blood continued to pour out, but it didn't take long before we were able to wrap up Roland. When we finished, Charlie came in, looking confused and nervous.
The window in the den is barricaded as much as possible, but the window is still fucking broken. Those fuckers could easily get in if they tried hard enough.
That makes three windows completely broken now.
They are not safe.
I should shoot you where you stand.
Wait, what?
No, no more.
What was the plan? Shoot David and then just walk out freely?
There's a tractor in the barn. Steve saw it. We thought if we killed him, we could end this. And then take the tractor out through the flooded streets.
If this all ended.
Steve was willing to take that chance.
So were you.
Well, it makes fucking sense. He's been through this before. He brought us here. It's his nightmare. We're just part of it. It's not like it was such a fucking ridiculous idea. He tried.
What?
Charlie pointed to my bandaged wrist.
He tried to end it.
He was right. I did. But sadly, it didn't end. The nightmare continued.
I forgot about the tractor.
Yeah, but what does that matter? We wouldn't have been able to make it far with the trucks. What good is a tractor?
If it means leaving this place, we left the diner because it was unsafe. Well, fuck! This place didn't hold up well either.
So we hop on the tractor and drive out?
I don't think it would stall out. That thing's big. Bigger than Joel's truck.
Do you know where the keys are?
No.
Then it doesn't matter.
They might be in the barn.
They might be in my parents' room.
They're not. We checked.
What?
That's where Steve got the gun.
I didn't know my dad still had that rifle.
Doesn't matter now.
Roland popped two more pills. Roland.
What?
Maybe you shouldn't.
I told you. He's the pain.
They don't look like Tylenol.
Roland eyed all of us. She shoved the pills into her pocket.
I'm fine.
I don't think you are.
It's not what you think.
What is it, Roland? What are those pills? They're not prescription.
I don't feel like doing this right now. We need to find a way out.
Who were you talking to outside?
I told you. Kent.
Kent wasn't out there.
But Trust was.
Roland began to sweat. Her gauze started turning red.
You're still bleeding.
I'm okay.
Roland, I've been honest with you. Why can't you be honest with me?
Can we save the intervention for another day, please? We need to figure out a damn plan of escape.
Roland slowly got up. Julia went to help her, but she pulled away. She leaned against the wall.
A tractor?
Yeah.
Julia, do you think the key could be in the barn somewhere?
It's possible, but it's also possible that my dad would have the key on him.
Come on, how often do you think he drove the tractor? You really think he would keep it on his key ring?
I don't know. It's not something we talked about over dinner.
What about a spare?
Are you sure you checked the bedroom thoroughly?
I don't know. Steve was more adamant about finding the rifle.
I can check. If it's not here, it may be in the barn, but I really don't know.
Are we all going to fit on the tractor? Plus, those things will give chase. They're relentless.
Julia, look for the key. Charlie, help her.
All right.
Julia and Charlie ran upstairs.
Escaping on the tractor may work. The roads will be flooded, but we should be able to get through. That is, if your friend doesn't point us back.
What are you talking about?
Why did the Shadow Man make us come back?
What?
When we left the diner, the roads were flooded. You saw the Shadow Man, and you said he pointed back.
So?
Why did he make us come back?
What are you getting at, Roland?
You told me that he helped you out of the campground, pointing you in the right direction. He helped you escape.
Yeah?
And when you fainted, lightning struck the barn and the creatures dispersed. Was that him?
Yeah. He appeared in the house when we were attacked.
He helps you. So why would he point you back to the diner, forcing us to come here?
I don't know.
Because he wasn't pointing you back to the diner. He was pointing towards something else.
What?
I don't know. Maybe another way out of here. Another road that isn't flooded. South, maybe another path. But he wasn't telling us to go to the diner.
So what?
What do you want me to do, Roland?
Summon him.
Paralyzed. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Robert M. Lamb as David. Amy LeRae as Roland. Kaylin Boyd as Julia. Jack Austin as Joel and Charlie. Ashley York as Esther. Ashley Carsano as Beth. Brian Messick as Steve. And Brett Wilkins as Alan. Co-starring Adam Jetmore, Ryan Wiggs, Ariel Zadok, and Ryan Grosjean. Music provided by Eldritch Chachala of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black, Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, and Dylan Mixer at DMixMusic.com. If you enjoy Paralyzed, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. This has been a Seven Lamb production.